welcoming everyone to this week's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is 7 steps to jumpstart your media work, specifically with a lens on the budget reconciliation progress and making sure that we are going to get a carbon price in it. So the media work that you do in your district and state can have powerful and far-reaching results for your climate advocacy. Keep reading for details and listening today for your basic best start for getting started and ideas for ways that you can go further if you have additional time, energy, and a team of volunteers working alongside of you. To get us through tonight's training, we're going to have the chance to learn from CCL's state and local media coordinator, Charlotte Ward. Charlotte provides volunteers with support and training for local media outreach throughout the United States. Charlotte was born in England, where she graduated with a BA in journalism. She is a former Daily Mirror commissioning editor and has written for publications across the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia. I don't know if many of us can claim that. Before joining the CCL team full-time, Charlotte volunteered for Citizens Climate for 5 years and founded the Greenville, South Carolina chapter. And in her free time, she enjoys exploring the mountains and coasts of the Carolinas with her husband and 2 children, as well as reading and gardening. And if we've done our job well tonight, you're going to walk away with the following 3 learning goals. Really being able to understand why media work is so impactful and important in this particular moment, focusing in on what actions you can take to get started and take your advocacy to the next level with this crucial lever of political will, and asking yourself, how can you go further with you and your team to maximize your media efforts? So without further ado, I will pass it to Charlotte. Thank you all for being here tonight. We are so honored to have each and every one of you join.
So let's first of all discuss why we work on media outreach. So how can our local media efforts help? Firstly, it's a great opportunity to reach a wide audience. Local media outlets are seen as the voice of the community, so it gives authority when we can get published in them. We know that congressional offices pay attention to local media and provide clippings and name checks of elected officials. So when we put those things in our op-eds and letters, that really does have an impact and it gets seen. And wherever you are, your member of Congress is the one you want to get the attention of. So your work in your particular district is really important. Okay, so let's start covering the 7 steps you can take to jumpstart your media work. Some of these you may be doing already, and some may be things you wish to explore in the future. So the first step you can do is you can sign up as a media manager. So media managers receive emails about new op-ed templates, press releases, editorial packets, media outreach ideas, and they also get invites to CCL support calls. So just on the right there, you'll see an example of the sort of email we send out once in a while, and it will kind of keep you updated to everything we have that's new and useful to you. So how do you sign up as a media manager? You've got 2 options. You could ask your group leader to add you as a media manager on your chapter's roster, or you could email me and ask me to add you, and I can do that very quickly for you. Then we have some ideas for going a little bit further. So we also have these great resources on community. You could subscribe to the Writers Circle, where we get peers to help you with your writing. We offer we'll tell you about great letters that have been printed and why they're so effective. And then we have the media relations forums as well, where you'll find timely topics for LTEs plus forum discussions answering questions about all kinds of media work. So if you have a question and you hop on the forum, often you can find the answer there. So the next step, you can find and share letter writing opportunities. So you can quickly get results when you mobilize volunteers to write letters. When you do this, it's an opportunity to steer the conversation towards a solution, a price on carbon, and you can reach a wide audience when you do this step. So let's explore how you find and share these opportunities. You could download the latest LTE topic document from the media relations section of CCL's community. You could also monitor your local newspapers for opportunities. And when you find those opportunities, you can notify your chapter by group email when a relevant article comes up. And another way you could do it would be to create a spreadsheet that team members in your media team can update and subscribe to. So if you wanted to go further, you've got all that stuff down, you could consider a rural LTE project, which is something that some states are doing. Sometimes those rural newspapers, we don't really have people writing letters to them. So it's really helpful if we can kind of work out where those newspapers are and then mobilize people to write to them. So you could work with your state coordinator to locate those volunteers. And you could also test out submitting letters from other parts of the state. Some newspapers will print them. I've seen this happen in my own state where someone from Charleston wrote to an upstate newspaper and got printed. So it's always worth having a crack at that and seeing what success you have. So step three, you can boost your visibility with bigger pieces like op-eds. So op-eds have a powerful impact and give authority. People across the political spectrum can be influenced and have their views altered by op-eds. There's actually been research to say this. And the other useful thing is the word count is longer, with between 600 and 750 words to make your case. So if you want to craft an op-ed, we provide timely op-ed templates on CCL Community. So these are just pre-written templates that you can add your own details to from your own state and put in the details of your representatives and your senators. And you can tailor this op-ed to your community. And the other thing you could do is you could write something of your own. We know that sometimes papers don't want to take a template that may have been somewhere else. So if your paper wants to see something original to you, you can have a go at writing something. You can put in your personal perspectives. You can say why we need to act and the reason carbon pricing is so effective. You can make a call to action. And one thing you could also do would be to find a local endorser who wants to write about why carbon pricing is important. That could help you to really get the message across. And you can just think about who are the great voices in your chapter. Okay, if you wanted to go further, you could actually reach out to the opinion page editor to discuss what content they're looking for. I actually did this with my own local newspaper. I just messaged by email the opinion editor and I just said, would you just have 5 minutes to just chat? I'd just love to like run some ideas past you. So she said, yes, if you could call me at like 9 a.m. on a Thursday morning, then I can be available to talk to you. So I gave her a call and I just said, you know, thank you so much for the coverage you've given us. It really means a lot that you print our letters. And we'd really like to submit some more op-eds to you. So if I got you an op-ed from a local farmer talking about how the climate change has impacted their farming, would that be of interest to you? And she said, yes, that would be of interest to me. And then I just ran through a couple of other scenarios. And she basically told me that she just was really looking for authentic, interesting voices from the community. So that kind of gave me lots of perspective to be able to go back to my chapter, discuss it, and work out who we were going to submit stuff from. And the other thing you could do is you could compile an economist statement to be published as an op-ed. Now, several states have already done this, and it seems to be a really effective way of getting carbon pricing in newspapers when you get a whole bunch of economists to say that they support it. So if you need any help on that, then you can reach out to me and I will happily send you some notes on how to do that. So step four is to link up with your liaison. So your chapter liaison is the person who speaks regularly with your local congressional office. They know what your member of Congress and their staff are most concerned about. And they can tell you the positive and negative talking points to cover in your letters and op-eds. So how do you get this insider lowdown? You could ask your group leader to connect you with the liaisons for your representatives and senators. And you could discuss with them the issues your member of Congress seems concerned about. Then you can take those talking points and you can tailor your letters and op-eds to them. And also you could just discuss with your liaison, what do you think is the most convincing case for this congressperson? Who is my audience? How do I convince them through my letter that we need a price on carbon? So you can go further. If you're successful, then you can ask your chapter liaison to pass your success onto their particular contacts in the congressional office. And you could also go to cclusa.org/write and paste your published piece into a message to your member of Congress and say, you know, hey, I wrote this piece and I just want to let you know that climate change is a very important issue to me as a constituent. So step five is make the news. And we want to do this because being covered in a newspaper article, even on local radio or TV, spreads the word about your chapter's work and carbon pricing. You can reach new potential volunteers and it attracts the attention of your member of Congress. So when you're working out how to navigate this local media landscape, you want to think about which journalists cover climate or conservation stories. You can gather their emails and phone numbers from the staff and contact website pages of news outlets. And you could even start a spreadsheet with contact information for local journalists. So you could go even further, you could tweet and try and meet with journalists. So if you follow local journalists on Twitter and other social media, then you can use that as an opportunity to interact with them. You could notice when they do an environmental story and you could retweet it and thank them for doing it. Or you could even send them a little message, say, hey, I saw that story and I just would love to talk to you about my climate change work. Would you be up for meeting on Zoom or for a socially distanced coffee? And you could just see what they say. And you can nurture those contacts. And that's really important because we're at this point where we're really hoping that we're going to get carbon pricing passed. And the minute that we know that's happening, we want to reach out to those contacts and tell them, look, we have stories about what has motivated us in our particular district. And we can be experts for you. We can tell you all about carbon pricing and why it's great. So step six is aim for an editorial. The editorial is the official stance of the newspaper. It really is important because it's the newspaper is taking that stand that they are saying that this is our opinion, this is what we want to get out there. And they're often decided by an independent editorial board. They're very influential and they cover important topics. So when you're working out if there's an editorial board, you can kind of just look at the newspaper website and see if it's listed on there. These days, some newspapers no longer have editorial boards. But information should be listed on the website, or you could call the switchboard to ask them. And if they don't have an editorial board, focus on placing articles, TV segments, and radio stories via press releases, and we have plenty of those on Community, or pitching a story directly. You can just be really inventive in these different ways you can reach out to them. So how do you get editorial board ready? At key moments, we're going to want you to reach out to editorial boards and we're going to alert you. So one of those key moments could be any time from now to fall, to the end of fall, when we're kind of waiting on this reconciliation stuff. So in the meantime, you can get really familiar with CCL's Why Carbon Pricing editorial packet, which you'll find on Community. That really gives you an in-depth coverage of carbon pricing. It tells the journalist all about what it is, why it's important. It tells them who supports it. It's very, very in depth. So have a look at that and then you're going to be very familiar with it. And you could also check out CCL's Generating Editorial Endorsements training, which is again, a very in-depth training, which will help you to just be really prepared for when you do get an editorial board meeting. So step seven is to get social. Social media is a great way to leverage your success. So I've stuck in a picture of myself there with an op-ed that I had printed when I was a volunteer. And we really wanted to leverage that opportunity. It was the first time in a really long time that anyone had got an op-ed in the paper. So we were really excited. So I took a picture with me in it. And I think like when you can take pictures of yourself with something for social media, it always gets more traction. So that's a good thing to do. And then we just sort of put a little caption in there explaining what it was. And you want to use that opportunity because it's a free megaphone to highlight your work, congratulate a volunteer, thank a news outlet and alert your member of Congress. So to do this, you can work with your social media team. Your chapter may have a social media team who are constantly planning the things they're going to put on social media. And you can ask them if they can find a way to broadcast your media success on your various social media pages. And you can think about the different visual ways that you can package your content. So we talked then about me holding the article up, So anything like that, any kind of clever ways that you can package it would be great. And don't forget to tag your member of Congress so that they see it. And you could go further. You could mobilize your chapter for help. So I know we have Karen on the call tonight and perhaps some other Salt Lake City people. So I've stuck in an example that Karen sent me of how they really get great leverage for their social media for their successes. So what they do with their chapter is they send out an email with all the links ready for you to go. So you don't even have to do much work. You can literally take the link, you can run with it, you can put it on your social media, and you can really, really leverage this great publicity that you've had. And they also encourage people to like it. They encourage people to retweet it. So just get people to do all the things, because we know that when you get a lot of interaction on social media posts, then more people see it. It gets into other people's feeds when people take those actions. So you can kind of do all those things to push that content out there and hope that more people see it.
We have reached the end of the training, but we hope that you found tonight's training useful and empowering. And we hope you stay safe and productive out there with all the important work that we're doing in such a critical time that we find ourselves in.
Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Karen.
Night,
Karen. Take care.
Good night.
That was wonderful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.